Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was off his lesson. That was Sun Goddess by Dream Arya. And today, of course, we have Pamela, our musical and love and relationship person. She also does finance and business and career, so she kind of has a good handle on all of it. But I will let her introduce herself and give a little bit more information on the how-tos of finding her, because I know we have new people calling in. So welcome, Pamela. Glad to have you on again today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Hi, everybody. I just want to let you know it is in the 60s on the Crystal Coast, East Coast, Eastern North Carolina, and I can't wait to go for a walk. It's like unbelievable, and I know other parts of the country, they have snow, so I feel very blessed.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. But to get a hold of me, the best way really is on my website, www.PamelaCummins.com, and the last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S. Everybody always wants to put a G in there, but it's Cummins, like the diesel fuel, if you know what the diesel fuel is, because, you know. I remember somebody said that to me when I was young, and I was like, huh? They're like, oh, like the diesel fuel. And I'm like, what? But now I know. And if you like to tweet, I am on Twitter, and it's at Rev Pamela. That's also an easy way to find me. I'm on Belle Esprit. There's a free online magazine, Belle Esprit, and I am the love channel there. And let's see. I mean, I'm just all over the internet. And again, as Kelly said, love and relationships. I also do dream interpretation. I love dream interpretation. Oh, and I have a book.
Good.
And it's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, and you can find that on Smashwords and Amazon. And I am still working on getting that out in paperback. I'm going to just do one more proof, because they say there's something going on with the cover, so I don't want to order it and then just say, oh, it's okay the way it looks online. So I'm just going to be double careful about that. And I'm also on tonight. I'm on Psychics Gone Wild every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I am on the Spiritual Learning Connection. And tonight I'm excited to have Deborah and Bob Hannaford. They wrote the book Today's Divine Family, Living in Love, Not Fear. We're going to be talking about living in love and not fear, and a lot of their teachings are based on A Course in Miracles, which I could never get through that book. And the book that they... That was a tough book. I just, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah. You know, sometimes they make spiritual principles so difficult, you know, especially in the past. And Bob did the majority of the writing of this book, but of course his wife helped, and they made it so simple and so easy to understand. And quite honestly, it's a lot of the principles in A Course in Miracles are in, you know, spiritual, metaphysical, New Age, and, you know, in other religions. So a lot of the concepts are the same. So it should be a really good show. I'm not sure if we're going to be taking any callers' calls, because we do have a lot of information to go over. But please listen. It should be very educational. And and Birdie Bird's awake. He was sleeping. He's like, oh, you're on the radio. So we'll see. Do you know, I just have to share this with you, because it's so funny. You know, Birdie Bird's always singing. He even will make noise in his sleep. I swear to God. Oh, yeah. He chirps in his sleep. It's hysterical.
Oh, that's funny. You know, there's times it would be really nice to know what animals dream about. I mean, of course, you can tell dogs and cats. Dogs definitely have running dreams, because we'll sit there and, you know, watch ours, like, you know, try to run and chase things in her dreams, you know, because their muscles twitch and their legs move. But it's like, it'd be interesting to know what in the world birds dream about, you know?
That would be interesting, you know? Very interesting.
All righty. Well, we got a few people here today. It's kind of a casual Tuesday. It's like we got about four callers in queue here. So we're going to get started and give you some time with Pamela today. And be prepared for, you know, give your name and... you know, ask her your question kind of a little bit, and here we go. And our first caller is area code 201. 201, you are on with us.
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. And 201, that's New Jersey, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know. I'm a Jersey girl.
Are you? What part of Jersey?
Well, I'm actually living in North Carolina now, but I lived in Morris County for most of my life.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I recognize the area code.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I help you today, Rose?
Well, just want to know, do you see someone from my past getting in contact with me?
I do, and I actually, you know, it's funny because I heard the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Let's Get Away, okay? But I don't feel like it's you should go on a getaway with this person. I just feel like you should keep your distance, okay? I'm just getting old energy, all right? It feels like a man, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
what it feels like. It feels like a man from the past, and they're just saying to move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Move forward. I'm just getting, quite honestly, you'd be, you know, happier. I'm hearing like that long ago, and we all do this, like we think about long ago and the memories and, oh, how great it was. And, you know, but there's a lot of changes, and I feel like you've grown a lot more
mm-hmm.
than he has, okay? Yeah, I'm actually hearing a little child go, bye-bye. Okay, which means, you know, I mean, if you want to go out and meet for a cup of coffee, a drink, or whatever, dinner, but I'm getting...
He lives really far away from Jersey. He's in the southern part of the country, and we had a falling out about 2 years ago, and lately I've been thinking about him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know why I'm thinking about him, but... Let me see if he's going to be contacting me.
Yeah, it feels like a connection, but I'm getting, you know, it's okay to put more like closure on it than to reconnect and move forward is what I'm getting, okay? Because,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, there's something that's coming up that you have to put closure, and I am still hearing Let's Get Away, and I'm seeing like the Wiley Coyote running, and I'm just like getting, just keep moving, get away is the
mm-hmm.
feeling, okay?
But you feel that he's going to contact me after
there's gonna
2 years?
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of connection.
Soon,
you know?
Or do you know when?
I was
thinking maybe for Easter I'm going to hear from this guy.
Yeah, I'm not really getting a timing.
Okay.
So
all
I
right,
hope,
thank you.
All right, I hope that helps. All right.
All right, it does. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. And hopefully we'll hear from her again. I don't know how that went.
Hmm.
All righty. And we've got another person here, area code 612. 612, you are on with us.
Hey, Pamela, it's Jordana. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And I kind of remember who you are. Are you young and athletic?
I do work out quite a bit, and I am
okay.
young, yes.
Okay, all right, because I'm feeling that kind of energy, like, you know, let's go jogging, which to me, it's like, let's go for a walk, but I'm not going jogging.
No, it's funny you said that, because I'm working out later this evening, so I was like, oh, that's crazy. I have called in before about business, actually, and that's why I'm calling in again.
Okay.
Because you've been right on point the past few weeks, so that's
okay.
fabulous. So I've just kind of been on a recruiting phase, and tomorrow I'm going to a huge, huge, huge company to do presentations and sign up people, and I think I'm looking to sign up by the end of Thursday, like 1,800 people. I'm just wondering what you see as far as that goes.
Honestly, I'm not getting the number, okay? It's hard to pinpoint number and timing.
Right.
And everybody always wants that. I'm just getting a large amount, but really the message that's really coming through is you need to rest, okay?
Well, I can rest on Friday.
Okay, all right, yeah, but, you know, I'm just getting, you know, just make sure you're getting enough sleep, taking care of yourself, because I'm getting go, go, go. I'm getting that you will feel, okay, they're being blunt. You will be successful in business. You will, you know, meet a lot of numbers, a lot of the criteria, okay? But, again, they want you to have the rest and the balance, okay? Because
yeah.
I'm just feeling like you're putting other things on your life, on the back burner, okay? And
yeah.
Your guides don't want you to do that. Personal relationships are important too, okay? So that's,
yes, I understand. I mean, yeah. I've just been kind of go up
right.
until this last week, or up until this coming Thursday, because then I am taking a few weeks off of work. I'm going to be hanging out with some friends and whatnot, so I'll be able to get that balance in my
yeah.
life again. Right now, it's just really important to focus on work.
Right, but I am
I
getting, you know, you will meet, they're calling it the criteria. Okay?
Yeah.
You will be thought of very well in business. And quite honestly, I do feel, not today, but in the future, I do feel you will be on your own, you know, self-employment.
Oh, okay. I'm already self-employed.
Okay. All right. Then
I own my own business.
Okay.
I'm in multi-level marketing, but we're all self-employed. So that makes
okay.
sense. I mean,
okay.
I'm already there, which I love. I don't think I'll ever go back working for someone else.
Yeah,
but...
no, but it feels like your own. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
not. I don't know how that.
Oh,
working.
Not multi-level marketing. I'm in the process of doing a business plan for a new restaurant. So maybe
okay.
that's it.
That's what
maybe.
I'm feeling, because it's not like multi-marketing. I know you're like a subcontractor and stuff, but you're still part
right.
of the group. This feels like your own.
My own. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I'm going to be in the process of putting that together. It's just going to take. Like a year. I'm actually doing it with one of my good friends. Her name is Jessica. So hopefully it turns out well.
Yeah, and yeah, I was going to say, make sure you do paperwork that protects you and her.
No, I will. You know, speaking of her, is there something I should know? Like, she's just been really hot and cold with me lately.
Honestly, I'm getting to be careful about trusting her. I don't know why.
Really?
Not, yes, yes. And honestly, I just feel like it's probably too complicated for over the air, okay, on the radio.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, for instance, like, today I feel like she's mad at me for, like, no reason. I'm like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And that's why I'm getting paperwork and, you know, sit down, talk it out and everything before you go into business with her.
Yeah, I do paperwork with everything, so I wouldn't do a business
yeah.
without
yeah.
having that paperwork done.
Right, but it just feels like you really need to discuss it, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much for everything.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Yeah, and I remember she has called in with different stuff, and it's like, it's always complimentary to hear, you know, if you're right on with this. It's like, yep, I call you back, Pamela.
Yeah. She felt familiar, but it's funny because I didn't get business. I got working out, so who knows?
Exactly. Of course, then again, you've got some real literal things for me, too. It's like, you know, put your feet up, and it's like, and it was at a time when I'm like going, yeah, my feet are swelling at the end of the day. Yep, I do need to put my feet up. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, and people always think, like, when they get a reading, they want to know certain things, okay? And your angels, your guides have other things in mind that they feel they know is more important because they see the whole picture. We just see little bits and pieces.
And, of course, what my kids come home with was from school is kind of like, we get here, it's like, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. And it's like, if you want to know a different answer, call back a different day.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we got about 3 more callers, and then we've got a person with a question here in queue. So we'll take care of our callers online first, and then we'll get to our first in queue. So our next one here is area code 925-925. You're on with us.
Hi.
Hi. And who's calling, please?
Sahara.
Did you say Sarah or?
Sahara.
Sahara. Okay. That's what I thought. It didn't sound like Sarah, but okay. And how can I help you, Sahara?
Well, I kind of just had a question about a guy, but I've kind of noticed that I'll be talking to someone, and then, so for whatever reason, you know, we just stop talking, and then we, like, never talk again, and there's never, like, you know, a reason why, or, like, a goodbye, or anything, and I kind of, like, I've noticed the same thing recently with this guy I just met, and I kind of want to know, like, why that is.
Okay, for this guy, quite honestly, I feel like it's protection for you, okay, not for him. And, you know, and for some reason I do feel like you're going to meet again, whether he's going to call or you just meet.
Yeah.
All right. I feel that. But honestly, sometimes, you know, while you don't hear from people again, it just feels like protection. And I'm also getting the timing is not right. Okay. All right. And, you know, it's funny because my guides are reminding me something that I put in my book. Okay. And I know I'm not saying it word for word, but basically, you know, sometimes, you know, women will go out with a guy and everything, you know, it's a date and everything goes really well and you never hear from them again. And you're like, well, why haven't I called? And in the book, I say something, well, like, he might like you but not be attracted to you. His ex-girlfriend could have came back. You know, he just decided that he didn't want a relationship, okay, and knew you were a relationship material. Or he could have gotten in a car accident, you know. That rarely, rarely happens, okay, but that's often what we say, oh, he's hurt, you know. And it's just, and again, they're saying it's protection, okay? All right.
Like,
and, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you repeat?
I'm being protected.
Yeah, like you're being protected. Okay? It's like not the right person or whatever, okay? What I am getting for you right now is to focus on self-development. All right? That's what I'm getting. Whether you're in school or you're doing personal growth or both, okay? That's what it feels like you need to do right now. That's the main focus for today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, don't worry, you'll get married and all that stuff. But that's not the main focus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The focus is on development of self, is how my guides are putting it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, and believe me, a lot of women don't want to hear that, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that way, as you develop yourself, okay, you're going to attract the kind of people who you're going to hear from again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're just reinforcing, just so you know, there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
Okay? That's important. There's nothing wrong with you. But they're reminding me, you, and everybody else who's listening, we're all a work in progress.
Right.
Okay?
Can I ask one more question?
Actually, we only allow one question because we have other people who are waiting, you know, but you can always get in touch with me for a reading. I do email readings and I do phone readings, okay? And that's all right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I just want to remind everybody that, you know, it is only one question, and a lot of times I answer the one question in detail, but, we need to be respectful of other callers, people in the queue, and also for me, because this is how I make my living, you know. I promise you that I will give free readings for as long as you want, the day that the grocery store and the gas station says it's free. I promise that. That is a promise.
I know. We have bills to meet too, exactly. So yeah, it's like, and if you want to really talk time, it's like, what's the old joke? It's like talk is cheap until you hire a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And it's very rare that a lawyer is going to give you much information for free.
They might give you a free consultation to see if they think that they can take your case on. And from then on, it's like after that first 30 minutes, it's like you pass the nose.
Right.
For sure. Okay, let's see here. Our next person is area code 607. 607, you're on with us.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela. This is Maggie from New York.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. My question is, I've decided I'm moving to Colorado, and I'm going to be embarking on this soon, and I'm wondering how my house hunting pursuit will be.
Okay, I'm just, you know, I'm hearing you're a winner, okay? It just feels like it's a good move, okay? It doesn't feel like you're escaping anything. It just feels like you're transforming, okay? It will fall all into place. Okay, That's how I'm getting it. It will fall all into place. You know, quite honestly, you might have to temporarily live something somewhere and find something else, okay? But it just feels like it will fall all into place, okay? And my guides are really funny. They're saying, damn Yankee, okay? And, of course, you don't understand that, okay? But when I moved to North Carolina... Huh?
I thought that she does.
Yeah. Well, when I moved from New Jersey to North Carolina, that's what they call people who relocate. And it was really weird at first, and it was uncomfortable. But now it feels like home, okay? So, you know, it's going to take a little while, but I'm just getting it will all work out. It feels really good, you know, the home, all that will be taken care of, okay? You just have to go through the hassle of getting to the comfortable point. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
In fact,
now
they're calling it like surgery. You know, sometimes you go into surgery, you don't feel good, you know, you get the surgery done. Quite honestly, usually it hurts, especially if they cut into you. You know, they opened you up and you have to heal and all that. But in the long run, you're so glad that you got it done. But in the process, it's not fun. It stinks.
Right.
Okay, and that's what it feels like. But again, the moving in general, the relocation feels good. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
You've lifted a ton of weight off my shoulders. Thank you so very much.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for being there.
Okay.
Bye, Kelly.
Goodbye. We'll see. We'll talk to you again. It's like, is everything going all right with getting things packed up?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm actually on wit's end. I'm taking a break because I don't want to push my body beyond its endurance.
I understand that one. Time to kick back and put your feet up and listen to Pamela's readings. Awesome.
You're psychic. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm kicked back. My feet are up. I'm listening to Pamela's psychic.
Oh, I hate moving. But, you know, sometimes we have to do it, you know.
Oh, yeah. It feels good, right?
Well,
yeah.
You know, when it's completed. Yeah.
Yeah. When it's done, yeah. Colorado is a beautiful state, either north, south, east, or west. Whichever area you go to, it's like that's where we lived for, you know, a while there, and it's like it's a beautiful state. You'll like it.
You know,
awesome.
The fun thing about moving, though, is when you unpack, you know, in your new home and you put everything into place, that's fun. You know, once the furniture
wait.
And all that stuff's in, and then you just put out, like, the knickknacks, and where do I want this, and where should the picture go, that I really like doing, you know? But the rest of it I could skip.
Yeah. Magic wand, please.
I want to move like the guy in the Sword and the Stone little cartoon where he goes, you know, higgis, mingus, mum, and it's like he shrinks everything down, it all fits in a carpet bag, and he takes it. I'm going, I want to move that way.
That
oh, right. Felix the cat.
Yeah, that sounds real
for
good.
Sure.
If they can sell that formula, that'd be awesome. All righty. You got to move on here. But, well, keep your feet up for a little bit and enjoy the rest of the show. We'll talk to you later.
Too. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see. Our next person here is area code 770. 770, you're on with us.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hi.
Patty.
I'm sorry.
I left this last week.
Okay, Birdie Bird's really loud, so I'm sorry. Could you repeat your name again?
Maddie,
okay. Birdie Bird's playing with his guitar. Oh, he was.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he's got a little toy guitar.
I'm enjoying you guys' conversation. But anyway, I have a question about my sister. I was trying to figure out what is it that what animosity she has towards me. She, I may reach out to her. She hasn't lived here long, so I'd be reaching out to her, you know, trying to be nice because, you know, show around some and da da da. So this morning I was out and I decided I was in that area, so I decided I would stop by. So I called her. I said, "You home?" She said, "Yeah, I'm home." I said, "I'm outside your door," and she said it in a rude way, "What you doing outside my door?" And I've called her before and speak with her, and she speak to me in a rude way. So I was just kind of like, "Back off." My thought was, "Back off, leave alone." She want to reach out, she will.
Yeah, I'm actually hearing that she's the B word. I'm not going to say it over the air, but that's what I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And quite honestly, it just feels like her. She doesn't feel like She's very happy in her life right now. And this is exactly, I like the way my guide said it. She is jealous of your sunshine.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
Okay, you understand that? Because that's a really weird way of putting it, but that's what it feels like. Quite honestly, you know, pray for her and... You know, you're just going to have to keep a little distance, you know. You can't make, you know, an unhappy person happy.
Right? Very true. Very true.
And what I'm getting, what you have, you're like me and Kelly and so many other people. You just want to rescue her and make her all better, and you can't.
That's true.
You know,
oh, that is so true.
Yeah, you got to, you know, she's got to ride through her own storm. Okay, and you can, you know, you can be there on the other side. They're actually saying, this is so weird, don't hand her like a, you know, like a life raft, okay? It feels like she's got to do it herself. And quite honestly, and this is the image I'm getting, like you throw her out like, you know, like a rope or something. She's out in the ocean and she, you know, when she's drowning and you throw out a rope and she's like, oh, forget it. But somebody else throws out a rope and quite honestly, like a man, and she'll grab onto that. Okay? So it feels like it's better off coming from somebody else.
I picked that up, yes.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? Just focus on what you need to do. Okay?
Yeah. That's exactly what my daughter had spoke to me about. She said, don't worry about it. Because I reached out to her over the weekend. I said, you want to go out for a birthday party and have some fun? I ain't got no money. I say, I'm only going to have a salad. I say, in my mind, a salad doesn't. I said to her, I really don't have a whole lot of money either, but I'm just going to have a salad because I can be full before I get there and just eat a salad and still have fun.
Right.
And she, every time I try, it's just like she, but I think you were right. She, there's something about the way that I am, and she doesn't, either she's envious of that, she doesn't like it or whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's a, you know, just like positive people don't like to be around negative people, okay?
Exactly.
It's so funny, I'm hearing the song, Please Don't Take My Sunshine Away, okay? You know, negative people don't want to be around positive people, and they're using an even more extreme example. People with a drug addiction or, you know, alcohol addiction don't want to be around sober and straight people, you know? So it's kind of like the same thing, you know? So, and she's got to, one of the hardest things we have to do in life is let others live the way that they want to.
Yes.
Okay, that's one of the hardest things, and love them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't rescue her.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you. You confirmed what my daughter had expressed to me.
Good, good. Validation is a good thing. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, we got it. Couple more here in queue, and then we've got one caller, one person in queue that's being real patient here. So we'll.
Why don't you know what? I feel like, you know, I'm getting this again. So sorry to the callers, but I feel like we need to do that person, you know,
okay.
In queue or in chat or whatever it's called.
Okay. Yeah, she's been waiting for a while. In queue, her queue name is Pandia, Pandia. And her birth date is 4/18, so she's an Aries. She's 38 this year, working on 39. And I was working through the birth cards with her. She's a 3 of diamonds. She's got that financial creativity. But she was just kind of, you know, wanting a general reading. So it's like apparently you're getting something for her that she needs to hear. So, Pandia.
Oh, great. Put me on the spot. All right. Well, for one thing, I'm feeling that she feels that she's very old. Okay, like I'm so old, I need to be here, and I'm not here. And I'm getting that you're very young, and you're very young at heart. Something about a marriage, okay? Something about a marriage, and it needs to be improved, okay? So either she's in a marriage, or she's going to be in a marriage, and I just feel like improvement, okay? The other thing I'm getting is the song Work and Work. You know, from Car Wash, and sometimes that's all she feels like she's doing, okay? And I just feel like issues around a job, okay? And I'm getting that it will be better, things are going to balance out, okay? But, again, it just feels like she needs to shift her attitude a little bit, you know, be a little bit more positive is what I'm getting, all right? And not like, I was funny, I was going to say often Annie, whoever that one is, like really, you know, positive all the time, all right? Not like that, okay? But, again, I'm just feeling balance. Balance is the key. So.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So
that's
I hope that helps.
She's typing a response here. It's like she's typing a lot because I haven't seen it pop up yet. But let her know if like that was you. It's okay. Apparently it did because she said, thank you.
Okay. Okay, good.
Good. Thank you. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 203. You are on with us.
Hi.
Hi, and who's calling, please?
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, and how can I help you?
I wanted to know if you see anything with a relationship or...
Okay, that's funny. That's why I keep on getting yay, okay? They're saying in a month or so. Now, you have to realize that timing, you know, is always not easy in the spirit world, but I do feel something new coming in. They're so funny. And I'm hearing it's magically delicious. And it's funny because it's St. Patty, so I heard that yesterday in a TV show, and I saw that on the internet a couple days ago, and I'm just feeling like it's going to be different. And I'm hearing the song, Whoa, Ho, Ho, It's Magic, okay? So it just feels like this is going to be a really good relationship.
Now, what if I just met, if I've already been in it for a couple months?
It's funny. I'm just getting it's magically delicious. Is either one of you Irish for any
reason? Actually, we both have half Irish. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Can I get their first name or initial? That will help.
D or David.
Okay. It feels good, okay? I am hearing the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy, okay? That's what I'm getting, and that it will grow. He feels like a good catch, okay? And this is the image I'm getting. You're holding a fish, and you're looking at it, and you're examining it, and you're, like, measuring and stuff. So I'm not necessarily, it's really your decision if this is the one, okay? But I don't see you throwing it back in the water. Okay, so it feels like you need to spend some time with this fish, and as I was saying that, I heard the song Getting to Know You, okay? And now I'm hearing the song All Right Now, Baby, It's All Right. And that song, honestly, is about like some guy trying to get with a girl real fast, but I don't feel it means it like that. I feel like this, it's all right, enjoy it. And again, they're saying it's magically delicious, so I think you need to stay around and enjoy this magical meal, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
That's pretty cool.
I just really walk at things. It's like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is pretty. And I'm like, I'm feeling Irish. And I'm like, you know, watch. They're not Italian or something. You know, I mean, I don't know. Because sometimes, like, I grew up around a lot of Italians. All right. So sometimes I will see people, and I'm not Italian, but I will see people's relationships or like family issues. I will see it as Italians, but they're not Italians. But that's the way, you know, it's shown to me. Yeah. It's more symbolic. So, you know, not everything I get is like, you know, actual fact. A lot of times it is symbolic. Like, for instance, and my sister and niece get a kick out of this, you know, if I might see my brother-in-law's face because, you know, and that represents somebody being stubborn.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Okay, and we have one more caller here. They are from area code 315. 315, you are on live with us here. It's going to quick spinning. Okay, there we go. Now we get it.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Daniel. How are you today?
Good. And who's calling, please?
Sue?
Alrighty.
Kelly's recognizing everybody. I can't, you know, I'm not sure if I talk to you, so, but that's okay. But
you did a long time. Well, you did back in November.
Okay. Well, God, no. You know, my memory is not that good, you know, so. That's funny. But how can I help you, Sue?
I was forced to make a decision yesterday concerning my dog, and I have to follow through with that decision on Friday. And I'm just wondering if everything's going to go smoothly with it.
It feels like it's going to be okay, all right? It feels like it's going to be okay. You know, I just don't feel like you're happy with the decision. You know?
No, I'm not.
Okay? But I'm getting that it's going to be okay. And for some reason, I'm hearing new beginning. I hope that makes sense to you. You know? But
yeah,
I don't feel like it's a bad thing. You know, I'm just feeling like I'm seeing somebody taking clay, molding it, and kind of fixing it up.
Okay, that would make sense.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. You know, and it does feel like... I'm sorry?
I was forced to make the decision to put him to sleep because of the aggression issues.
Oh, yeah, that's not...
Because of someone else's actions.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Yeah, no wonder you don't want to do it. I'm sorry, you know. I am hearing Whitney Houston's song, I Will Always Love You, okay? And that feels like it's going both ways, okay? Now they're... My guides are really funny, and I know it's not a funny situation, but they showed me a dog, like, with, you know, head up in the air, kind of like howling, singing that song, okay? So know that there will always be a connection.
Okay.
Okay, and I just want to let you know that my cat, Merlin, came over and is kind of like, I think he senses your feelings and is trying to, I'm petting him right now, but it's almost like he's trying to comfort you over the phone. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just getting that there will always be a connection.
Okay.
Okay. You know, and they are saying, know that you are loved. The angels are with you. Okay. And I'm seeing these two ladies who said something to me one time that really helped. It's not your fault. Okay. That's important for you to know. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I really need to hear that. I feel guilty over the whole situation.
Right. Well, just because somebody tells you it's not your fault doesn't mean those feelings are going to come up. All right? Just go through them. There's not much else you can do.
Okay.
And in the meantime, spend as much time possible. Okay? Together.
Okay.
That's all you can do. I'm sorry. I wish I had more words of comfort to make you feel better, but, you know, I don't.
Well, as long as I know everything's going to go smoothly on Friday.
Yeah, I don't feel, yeah, you know. Again, I'm hearing a new beginning.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know it's not fair to him to live the way he's living right now, and it wasn't fair to him what happened to him, and I know it's not his fault.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, again, I'm seeing those two ladies. It's not your fault. Okay, that's what I don't know. I don't know if that's directed at you or at the dog, but that's what I'm getting.
It's directed at me because I feel guilty because he was my dog and the things occurred when I was at home because the person stole a key, they beat him several times, which caused aggression issues in him.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I understand that completely.
Okay.
And thank you.
All right, yeah, and I will say a prayer for you. And what is your dog's name?
Bandit.
Bandit and Bandit too. Yes. Yeah. God bless you both.
You know, and it's hard. It's hard losing animals. I mean, I had a four-legged. It's like my horse. Now, granted, he didn't live in the house with me, obviously, but it's like I had him for 24 years, and it's like it's really funny the relationship we can have, you know, with our animals. And when he died, I went into a tailspin. It's like I was actively grieving for my horse for about 3 months, and I didn't even realize what was wrong with me, you know, because people just go, oh, well, it's an animal, it's a horse, it's a blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but, you know, he was like my buddy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that.
Animals are really highly important to us. They're, you know, and I don't know. And I've heard so many animal tales. Go ahead.
I had my horse for 20 years, so I can completely understand that. I got him when I was 4 years old.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
So I can completely understand, especially with a horse.
Yeah, they're family. That's what they are. They're family.
And the ones you have in the house with you is like even more so because, you know, you miss their presence and all that stuff. So it's like, that's a bummer. I mean, the only thing I'll say is this too will pass in time, but, you know, you're allowed to feel sad, you know, for your animals, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't because you're allowed.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And my dad's going to be okay with this?
I'm feeling it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. It's going to be hard. No, is he okay with it? No. You know, I'm getting it's going to be okay. Hard, you know. You know, we're never okay when somebody passes.
Yeah.
Human, animal, you know. It's very rarely that we say, ding dong, the witch is gone. I'm sorry, I'm hearing that song. But, you know, it's very rarely we say that. So, you know, time heals all wounds, the old saying.
Okay, I know my dad wasn't happy with me because I made that decision. Because I know my dad really loves the dog.
Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing is, like, animals are attached to us, too, and it's like I've heard so many instances of, you know, they come back and they'll, you know, they'll manifest. You know, you'll see, like, their spirits just like you see the spirits of people. And it's like, and they'll come back and comfort you if you let them.
Oh, yeah.
So if your dad's up into that, it's like he may feel him, you know, nudge or lick or, you know, something that's like you might have some really interesting experiences.
And sometimes, you know, animals will come back, you know, in a different form.
Yeah.
So that happens, too.
That is very true.
Yeah. You know, I know that I really believe that my cat Rhiannon is my cat Midnight because they have very similar things. And, of course, she's different. Quite honestly, she's a lot more gentle and sweeter. But, you know, there's similar things. And each animal, as animals know, have really unique personalities. So for them to do some of the exact same things is kind of weird.
That is, I understand that completely.
Yeah.
And don't you love it when you know somebody that's passed and then you get a pet and that pet has like that same personality as that person?
Right. Oh, yeah. And it happens with humans, too. You know, I mean, a lot of times, a woman's pregnant and her father or grandfather passes away and, you know, she has a boy and it has similar characteristics. So it does happen.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and again, I wish I had a magical wand to wave over you and make everything okay, but, you know, it's just we all have to go through things like this.
Well, it doesn't make it. Well, what's not helping is tomorrow is the anniversary of the day I had to put my last dog I had to sleep.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
The one I had prior to him that I had for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they wanted to set the appointment up for tomorrow, and I was like, no, I can't do that date.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Nope, and you don't have to. You can just say, and you don't owe them explanations. You say, I'm not able to do that on that day, and, you know, we can make it another day. No problem.
All right.
People don't have to, you don't have to justify, you know, what you do with people or anything. So it's like, you know, and don't feel, there's a really good quote here where it says, you know, never explain. And the logic is, because your friends don't need it, and your enemies won't believe it anyway. So never explain.
There you go. I like that, Kelly. That was good.
All this trivia. It helps so much. But they're cool. Snippet the life. Oh, golly.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you for calling in, and you know, give us a call if you need to talk more, whatever. It's like, you know, let us know how stuff's going. Well, I can't speak.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, and I want to call it Firefox. My little round circle thing keeps going there. All right. All righty. Well, goodness, we have that rare event. It's like, golly, we have actually time, you know.
I'm going to breathe.
Like, get that breathe, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, it's like you know, it, first of all, Birdie Bird, he's quiet now, but he went nuts. Then Merlin comes over when Sue was on, you know, because Sue, he probably felt like the difference in energy and my energy too. And then so Merlin went back downstairs, and now Rhiannon's here, the whole animal family. Mommy's, yeah, Mommy's on the radio, you know. They're so funny.
Oh, naturally. Yeah, oh, that is funny.
Yeah. Amazing, you know. So
our critters do so well for us. They really do, in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Animals are great, you know. And just like the symbolism of animals, and you know, and I take this walk on Bridget Street all the time, and it's amazing that because there's four-lane highway next to it. But it's also by some woods, and it's amazing the animals I see. Herons, blue herons, little blue herons. I actually saw a fox, a red fox one time. You know, it's just, I'm always amazed. All kinds of, you know, other birds, kingfishers. I actually saw a yellow bird. It wasn't a canary. It was a different kind of yellow bird. You know, I actually went out and bought a bird book because of that. So I could identify, you know, help me identify birds, but there's millions of different species, you know. And it's funny, I'm hearing the song Talk to the Animals, and, you know, for the people who are listening. Huh? Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, she would
yeah.
talk to the animals. Just imagine it. Yeah, with Rex Harrison.
But, you know, and I'm going to tell you this little story afterwards. A lot of times animals bring us messages. And I remember many years ago, you know, I was renting this office and I needed a desk, okay? And I didn't have a lot of money for a desk, all right? And, you know, it was like crows always showed up, and they're one of my totems, all right? So I saw these crows, and they were flying in a direction, and it was like I could sense, follow me, come this way, come this way. So, you know, I went down there that way, followed the crows, and there was a garage sale, and I went and I walked around and I saw this great old desk, like a desk that you would see in a bank, right? And the woman just wanted to get rid of it, and it's so funny, her husband was all drunk. I can remember this was so many years ago. Her husband was so drunk, and he didn't want to get rid of the desk, but I got a really good deal for it, okay? And he was pretty angry. All right. So anyhow, I get them to move this desk in my office up all these stairs, sit down, and I open up the middle drawer. And do you know that there was like, you know, like a painting or like an ink thing of a crow in there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was very sad when I had to get rid of that desk. But, you know, that thing was heavy. So, yeah. So animals really do give us directions, birds, animals. They give us messages all the time.
Yeah.
In their subtle way.
Yes, we do. Oh, golly. Well, let's see. I think we got here. We got about 6 or 7 minutes of like going on. I'm going to have you repeat and say
sure.
Stuff. And, well, of course, the only thing I want to mention, too, is something that Pamela has mentioned before, you know, like especially to some of our earlier callers. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you guys call in on air, it's like, you know, it is, you know, just one question. And a lot of times when Pamela tells you guys that, you know, this really needs to look at not on air because you might not want to air this laundry on air, make that time to get a hold of her because she's got, you know, she runs some specials, she runs some deals, she's got some really, you know, good reasonable rates on, you know, just like one or two questions, you know, with her email readings and stuff. And it's like, but do make some time to get a good one-on-one because, you know, when we're on air here, I mean, this is like, you know, you talk about live and then rehearse. It's like, this is like Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And that's what we get on air. It's like, we never know who's going to call in. We never know what we're going to get. So what you guys are getting is, you know, the real deal and the live thing and all that good stuff. But it's like, it really makes a difference when you get that psychic reading. You know, you get time to sit down with that reader, and they have time to focus on you. And it's like a lot more things will come out. So, you know, really do make the time, and it's an investment, you know, for yourself. And it's kind of, if you look at it like kind of like the massage or the whirlpool or something like that, it's like a good psychic reading is very much an investment just like that. So absolutely,
right.
We always, you know, recommend, it's like get some personal time, get some one-on-one. So, yeah,
right. And right, and it, not just with me. I mean, Jethro's good, Mystic the Celeste. Okay. You know, there's other psychics, but quite honestly, I get readings. Okay, because yes, I get you know, precognitive dreams and, you know, symbolic dreams, and I'll get messages, but I need validations too from, you know, from other people. So, you know, I'm not just saying, oh, buy for me, you know, I need to pay my rent. No, you know, I mean, obviously I do, but, you know, but that's not the reason why I do this, or I'd be, you know, working, you know, in the stock market or whatever. But, you know, I walk the talk. I also get readings too, because they help me out. And I also will, you know, pay for a good massage or whatever, because you know what? You're worth it. I'm worth it, you know. And I've done where you can, I called in once and I got a one question reading, and the woman was pretty accurate, and, you know, and it was interesting. But honestly, I would rather just go to somebody and get my questions answered. You know,
that's actually what I tell people too, is like, you know, just because, you know, we're psychic doesn't mean that we have all of our own answers. And in fact, sometimes it's harder to read yourself and to really know what's going on, because you can't see the forest for the trees. So it helps really to have, you know, a different person read for you, because they're not embroiled in everything, you know, in the situation that you're in the middle of. So, yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you, I've had all you guys, you know, read for me on different things, because, you know, you have a lot more clarity because you're outside the situation, and you have a lot more, you know, I'll say inside, outside, whatever you want to call it. You know, you're not right in the middle of it. And it's like, I appreciate so much, you know, those little snips and pieces. Like, I have laughed so hard. It's like, you know, my mom and the cronies with the bridge playing. That has really manifested more than you would ever imagine. You can't imagine Pandora's box that opened. It was so hilarious. So, especially since I've been doing eBay selling stuff. It's like my mom, the caravan gypsy, you know, Jew, whatever you want to call her. It's like, she is like the primo sales lady in a different era, you know, because, I mean, she was born in 1918. You know, if she had eBay and the stuff that we have today, it's like, you know, she's all fired up and going, yeah, you know, put this on. I'm going, okay. It's like, when? Because, you know, I'm not so hot at it right now. It's like, she always had a gift that, you know, and I don't have. And it's like, so I am taking advantage of that information from the other side.
And I know, like, with my living relatives, like my sister and my niece, it's not always easy for me to read for them, just like myself, because, you know, I'm enmeshed with them. How else can I put it? You know, it's easier to read for somebody who I'm not enmeshed with.
Yeah. Oh, we do have one more question from chat here. This is from Pisces Girl, and she just says, her parents are coming to visit in April, and she's wondering if we see her working at that time. They don't know that she left her job.
Yeah, it's funny because when she said, my parents are coming to visit, I heard, good luck, okay? and I'm sorry, that sounds so negative, okay? You know,
that's tongue in cheek.
But it's weird. I do feel, I'm hearing the song Part-Time Lover, and I feel that is representing a part-time job at least. Okay? All right? Okay. And now I'm hearing a really old song from Tina Turner it's like when Ike and Tina were together, and it was this old album I had. I can't believe that's how old I am. But anyhow, the song was called Tell the Truth. All right? So I'm getting that you need to tell them the truth. You don't need to hide, okay? And that's being reinforced, that when I went and started doing readings, you know, for a living, my sister wanted me to hide it from my father, because I'm hearing the conversation we had, and I told her, no, I'm going to tell him. She's like, no, you really shouldn't. I said, no, I'm going to tell him, because you know what? My website, because I switched my website over, okay, because I had done matchmaking. All right, and I didn't like it, and I was like, I know I need to do readings. I kept the same name, Successful Relationships. And I'm like, I don't want somebody saying to him, oh, I see your daughter's doing readings now, you know?
We have 60 seconds. I mean, just, yeah, I understand. It's like, oh, my
God. So, you know, so be honest, okay? That's important. And, you know, love them is what I'm getting. But listen, if you want to get a hold of me, it's PamelaCummins.com, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I am on tonight, the Spiritual Learning Connection with Deborah and Bob Hannaford, Living in Love, Not Fear. That is a topic on Spiritual Learning Connection on tonight. And Kelly, if you have anything else?
Just tune into us here. We're on Facebook. 10 seconds, there we go. 773-897-6461. We're here at Psychics Gone Wild, and the number for our sister show for tonight, if you want to call in and listen on the phone, is 714-333-3354. So check out what she's going tonight, and I'm going to try hard to call in again. I'm hoping we don't have surprise baseball practice. Zary's into baseball now, so it's like, yeah. got rid of basketball, and now we're into another sport. And I was like, no, I was enjoying those free evenings. But we're always
family.
In archives, so if you miss us live, you can catch us in archives, which is awesome.
Yes, it is. So, well, awesome,
right.
Blossom, Kelly. You haven't said that in a while.
It's spring. It's blossoming out. Love is in the bloom all over. I don't know, whatever. No, the crops are in the field. Actually, what's in the field is like a most interesting smell that makes the crops grow. It's like, I remember a few days back, you know, people were kind of going, it's like, oh, man, you know, garbage, you know, stuff is happening. I was going, you know what? When life gives you fertilizer, go out and use it on the fields, because that's what's happening this time of year. That, you know, you drive down the road and it's like, you're not smelling the sweet smell or whatever. You're smelling the fertilizer they're putting on the fields that it makes the crops grow.
That's
so great. Oh, indeedy. All righty. Well, we'll see you guys again next time. And thanks for being with us and playing along on Psychics Gone Wild. And, boy, like I say, just, you know, call in. The best thing I can say, because we were having shakeups, you know, kind of like in the latter part of the week with Seth, and it's like, Jethro's going to some of the daytime programming simply because he's got people from London. And it's like, if we're on in the evening, it's 3 in the morning their time. So he tends to do like, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon when it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night for, you know, for their time. So
That makes sense, you know. Love the people in the UK, so.
Yeah, love the accents. Those are really cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he's got somebody, I think, who came in from Australia. So it's like, you know, not only are we in London, it's like we also have, you know, are dragging in people from Australia, too. So we're in the land down under, too. So it's getting real fun. It's like we're going worldwide. It's like awesome.
Yeah, awesome blossom.
It is. Well, go enjoy the blossoms. I know you're looking forward to go out and having a walk on the shore today. So
okay.
Sounds like a wonderful day to do it.
All righty, everybody.
We'll see you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.